This is TWiT.
Tim Cook writes an editorial in Time Magazine doubling down on Apple's best marketing pitch, privacy. Mm-hmm. He says, you deserve privacy online, and here's how you could actually get it. The problem is solvable. It's not too big, too challenging, or too late. He calls on Congress to do a few things. And I really like his three proposals here. First, the right to have personal data minimized. And this, some of this is in GDPR.
The company, yeah, and some of this is stuff that Apple and others have actually put forth. And his sort of pitch in this article is about this really good sort of clearinghouse where the data brokers that collect our information, buy our information from other companies and then sell it to other companies, those sort of middlemen, it's about being able to get access to them and know what they have on us and be able to change, delete, or adjust that information as we see fit. So I kind of like how he sort of piggybacked off of the idea of the thing that's already sort of in the works that these different companies are working on to say, and also, what really we need to be doing is talking about these companies that are buying data of ours, and we don't really know that. And then people are going to them and buying those packages of data to be able to understand what their consumers want.
Well, and after all, wasn't that what AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile were accused of doing, is selling location data to brokers who then would sell it on to other people? You know, I mean, that's even worse. You know, that's like, well, anybody who wants location data. So he says he wants Congress to pass. I'm curious what all three of you think of this, but here's his proposal. This is Tim Cook again. Congress to pass comprehensive federal privacy legislation. Four principles. As I mentioned, the right to have personal data minimized. Second, the right to knowledge, to know what data is being collected and why. This all seems completely reasonable, by the way. Third, the right to access. It should be easy for you to access, correct, and delete. That's an important word. Your personal data. And finally, the right to data security. Keep my data safe. And all you have to do, you'll look no farther than Equifax to realize how important that is. If you've got my data, you better darn well keep it safe.
I think some of this is not really helpful unless it makes it easy. A lot of the disclosure happens in a lot of legalese and things you click off when you sign something. Right. But if there's not an easy way of getting to it, like Facebook says that you can control ads.
Yeah, good luck.
You can turn off preferences, but you have to like dig through I don't know how many settings to find it. So all of this sounds well and good, but if there's no standard in terms of this is how you present it and this is how you find it and everybody does it, then it's almost impossible to manage. There should be – it would be nice if it was like a credit report where you say, tell me who all has my information. You get a big report and then you can say – you can go to them saying that's wrong, that's right, that's wrong, that's right. There needs to be some aggregator where you can go to one place and get it from all these different sites. But if you have to say, what did I sign up for? Who has that information? And then you have to do the investigative work yourself to figure out who has it.
Onesie twosie, you know, with every single thing, every app on your phone.
That's why we believe the Federal Trade Commission should establish a data broker clearinghouse, requiring all data brokers to register, enabling consumers to track the transactions that have bundled and sold their data from place to place, and giving users the power to delete their data on demand, freely, easily, and online once and for all. So I do see that as sort of the credit report, the ability to go and say, okay, I know that when I was on Instagram and I clicked on these or I liked these things, then Instagram had that information and maybe that information then got sold to this third party that then sold that information to someone else and it goes all over the place. To be able to pull that in and collect, I think, is great. One of the things that I see there in the chat room and when I talked about this before, the concern that, okay, if all of my data is in one place and it's a site that's built by the government – let's talk about privacy and security there, because if you've got one place where someone can attack and get into, they've suddenly got all of my information from all of these different apps and services that I use. That's a little concerning. So that part kind of worries me. I don't know who should be in charge of holding on to all of that data for me and actually keeping it safe.
Well, and then there's a fight between federal and states. You know, I think it needs to be and I think Tim Cook's calling for a federal law, but state California has a very aggressive privacy law. Marco Rubio of Florida has proposed a bill poorly named the America Data Dissemination Act, which I could say what that sounds like, but it establishes a process for creating rules instead of issuing specific rules right away and allows 27 months for Congress or the FTC to write the rules, and it would supersede any state law. Now, I don't think that's a bad thing.
I think
a patchwork of laws is probably hard for any one company to adhere to. So a federal law, if it's the right law, would be probably the right way to do this.
So is this like, oh boy.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, is this him saying, oh, dear, I see that we're about to start working on making these rules and we need more time, so we should have 27 months at least? I'm confused what this law is supposed to fix.
Well, public knowledge said the bill is based on the Privacy Act of 1974, which applied to federal agencies, but Rubio proposes the same rules apply to the private sector. But it's really more a transparency and data accuracy law than a privacy law. And so there is some concern that this is a sneaky attempt to override state privacy laws and then do nothing at the federal level.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really like Wes's idea of like a report where everything has to be registered and all accesses are something that users can themselves access and see exactly where your information is going. But I think another thing that we have to have, if there were to be some sort of sweeping legislation that at a federal level laid down some rules, one of them is how the data is actually handled. Because as we've seen with, I think this week, yet another data breach, or at least one that was exposed.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that one. Oof.
Like how is your data stored? Well, unfortunately, far too many times in my life, turns out my data was stored in plain text.